With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kavila.
Popular Democratic Movement leader McHenry Vanani has warned that the proposed Public Enterprises Governance Amendment Bill poses a threat to good governance and investor confidence. The bill grants the Prime Minister extensive powers over state-owned enterprises. This includes appointments and working budgets. Vanani says this will politicize public institutions and weaken their independence, urging Parliament to reject or amend the bill.
Having a prime minister peeping in and deciding who becomes the CEO, it becomes a political game. It becomes people that would be recommended directly from a SWAPO Politburo would become CEOs of companies without due diligence. The reason why we have boards comprising of intellectuals, it's for them to be able to become the gate between political meddling and professional administration. Prime Minister Gurare, with all due respect to his persona, was very influential with the SWAPO Job for Comrades. In the youth league, the only political thing that he has done effectively before being prime minister was to call for Job for Comrades. By amending this law, we are going to allow the floodgates of Job for Comrades, and we are going to let professionalism and accountability down the drain.
Build One South Africa has flagged a gap between crime investigations and justice in the country. Correctional Services Minister Pieter Groenewald reported just over 167,000 inmates behind bars in South Africa, representing only 0.2% of the population. BOSA spokesperson Roger Solomon says the figures expose a criminal justice system struggling to hold offenders accountable.
As Build One SA, we are reiterating that South Africans deserve a justice system that protects the innocent, punishes the guilty, restores faith in the rule of law. Right now, the system is failing on all three accounts. This is a complete failure, which falls squarely on the president's legacy, who promised a new dawn of justice.
Cameroon opposition candidate Issa Chiroma declared victory late on Monday in the country's 12 October presidential election, urging President Paul Biya to accept defeat and honor the truth of the ballot box, in his own words. Reuters reports that Cameroon's electoral law allows results to be published and posted at polling stations, but the final numbers must be validated by the Constitutional Council, which has until 26 October to announce the outcome. And finally, Joel Merker, Philip Aguillon, and Peter Howitt won the 2025 Nobel Economics Prize on Monday for their work on how innovation and the forces of creative destruction can drive economic growth and lift living standards across the world. Nobel Committee member John Hassler.
With the understanding of the mechanisms of creative destruction provided by the laureates and the follow-up research, we have a better chance to make sure growth can continue and be guided in the direction that benefits humankind.
Here's one of the winners, Joel Merker, speaking about how technology as a tool can fulfill the role of economic growth.
Race faces two of the greatest challenges that it has ever faced, and these things have no real precedent. So history is not a very good guide here, but it's something that we have to face and we have to think about with the tools that history provides us, even if history itself doesn't give you an answer. And those are climate change and demographic change. And they're very different in their nature and they're very different in the solutions. But given that the only way in which we can cope with these crises is inventing ourselves out of it, I strongly urge the world to keep putting efforts and money and resources and incentives to the people who are trying to invent us out of these two crises. And I think if we achieve that, I think technology will have fulfilled its role.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.